The Bucks are finalizing a deal to hire Taylor Jenkins as their next head coach. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. He's expected to sign a two-year contract and take over Doc Rivers, becoming the Bucks' third head coach since 2023. NBA playoff action last night. Minnesota beat Denver 113-96. Toronto 126. Cleveland 104. Atlanta down the Knicks 109-108. Brewers ended their road trip with a 5-4 loss to the Tigers yesterday. Spencer Torkelson clubbing a walk-off game-winning home run off a Brewers reliever Abner Uribe. The Tigers win the series 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It hurts. It's got wrenching, but a lot of good things happened today, so I'm thinking about the health of the club, and they know they went and competed against a number one and a high-end number one and did some really good things.
Crew is back home tonight to host Pittsburgh in a Paul Skeens versus Brandon Woodruff matchup. Cubs won their ninth in a row last night, sweeping the Phillies in four straight, 8-7 in 10 innings. Chicago moving into a first-place tie with Cincinnati atop the Central. Day one of the NFL draft in the books. The Packers, without a first-round pick, sat idle.
I mean, it was really not a lot different, with the exception the phones weren't ringing. We weren't having a lot of conversations with other teams. A lot of more discussions about the players. But about as I expected. I think it went like how I thought it would go.
A total of 9 offensive linemen went on day one, 2 guards, 7 tackles. Brian Gutekunst says he was not surprised at the run on tackles.
I think we really expected that. There was no quarterbacks. You know, there wasn't a ton of quarterbacks in this draft. It was light at a couple other positions as well, so we knew the big guys were going to go fast, and they did. You know, that was not a surprise. And you kind of saw some teams jockeying, trying to get in position to take him as well.
GM Brian Gutekunst and the Packers have the 52nd overall selection in round 2 tonight. Midwest League last night, Wisconsin down Fort Wayne by a score of 9-7. It was Great Lakes 13 and Beloit 9. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.